Russian soldiers trying to help a wounded comrade as they attempt to escape. It's not easy as they are facing an artillery strike from Ukrainian forces. While these soldiers apparently all survived this battle, it underscored the horrors of a war that broke out when Russia invaded Ukraine in February last year. Incidents like these caught on camera lead to counterattacks from Russian troops against Ukrainian forces. In the crossfire are those whose lives have just begun. Ukraine's government has now told parents they must move their families to safety from 31 settlements in the southern Kherson and eastern Donetsk regions. Officials in the northeastern Kharkiv region are also preparing to evacuate 275 children from 10 settlements. A parent or guardian must accompany anyone under the age of 18. In total, some 1,000 children will be evacuated. Katerina Litvinenko, advocacy manager at the Save the Children advocacy group, is closely following the evacuation.
There is no safe place in Ukraine for children, but specifically in the areas close to the front line, children face grave danger of shelling and coming in contact with mines.
Yet she understands that families are reluctant to leave despite the ongoing Russian shelling.
Usually we see these as economic reasons. So families stay with their homes for as long as they can. And then when they leave, they usually are evacuated almost empty-handed. And as they're evacuated to safer areas of Ukraine, they have to start from scratch.
And there are no signs the war will end anytime soon. However, there appear to be growing frictions within the coalition that supported Ukraine. Slovakia's new Prime Minister Robert Fico said Thursday his country would no longer send weapons to Ukraine after donating ammunition and its fleet of Soviet-era MiG-29 fighter jets and opening its border for refugees fleeing the war. At the same time, Britain has warned that Russia is increasingly receiving ammunition from North Korea. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.